All right. So happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter. Yep. What a joy it is together on this most glorious day today to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want us to think about two simple things, seeing and hearing. And I believe that by the end of our time together, you will understand why hearing may be even more powerful than seeing. In our reading from John 20, we find Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. She discovers the stone has been rolled away. She runs to tell Peter and another disciple, and they race to the tomb. They go inside, they look around, and yes, the tomb is empty. The burial clothes are folded neatly. But the Bible tells us something remarkable. Even after seeing all of this with their own eyes, they still did not fully understand. They went back home, still confused. Then, there is Mary. She stays behind, weeping at the tomb. She looks inside and sees two angels. She even turns around and sees Jesus himself standing right in front of her and still does not recognize him. She thinks he is the gardener. She is looking directly at the risen Lord, and yet she cannot see who he truly is. So what changes everything? One word. Just one moment. Jesus simply says her name, Mary. And in that instant, everything becomes clear. She knows, she believes, and she runs to tell the others. And Mary Magdalene becomes the very first witness of the resurrection. Friends, I have been sitting with this story all week, and I keep coming back to this truth. It was not what Mary saw that brought her to faith. It was what she heard. The voice of Jesus speaking her name broke through her grief, her confusion, and her tears. This matters deeply for us today. None of us were there that morning. We have never seen the empty tomb with our own eyes. We have never seen the risen Jesus standing in a garden. And yet, here we are on Easter Sunday, believing with all our hearts that he is alive. How is that possible? Because, like Mary, we have heard his voice. We have heard the story. It has been passed down faithfully for over 2,000 years, from Mary to the disciples, to Peter standing in Cornelius' house in Acts 10, and all the way to us today. In Acts 10, Peter stands before a room full of people who were not there at the resurrection either. They had not seen the empty tomb. They had not seen the risen Christ. but as Peter speaks, telling the story of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection, the Holy Spirit falls on every single person in the room. They hear, and they believe, and they are transformed. I believe this is the miracle of Easter. It does not require eyewitnesses. It only requires a voice willing to speak and ears willing to hear. In just a few moments, we will come together for Holy Communion. And as I distribute the bread and the cup, I'm going to call each of your names one by one. When you hear your name called today, I want you to remember Mary standing in that garden. Remember how Jesus spoke her name and her whole world changed. And notice the same Jesus who called Mary's name knows your name too. He has always known it. He called you by name today on this resurrection day. And he is saying to you, I am alive, I love you, and nothing, not sin, not suffering, not even death, can separate you from me. You are not just a face in a crowd. You are known. You are loved. You are called. Go from this place today as Easter people, as witnesses of the resurrection, carrying the good news that Christ is alive in your words, your kindness, and your lives. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this Easter day, we thank you with our whole heart. Thank you that the tomb is empty. Thank you that death did not have the final word. Thank you that you know each one of us by name. As we leave this place today, fill us with the joy and the courage of the resurrection. May we be witnesses in our homes, our workplaces, and our communities of your amazing love and your life-giving power. Bless each person here. Carry them through whatever they are facing and remind them every day that they are never alone, because you are risen and you are with us always. In your mighty and precious name, we pray. Amen.